You would probably tell me, Angelo, what do you think about eribulin? Because there is the famous EMBRACE trial that has shown a survival improvement. You are perfectly right. But we are talking about a therapy that has been given as a sixth or seventh line of therapy for metastatic disease. Then I would agree. I would say that if you wanted to see a survival improvement in a metastatic breast cancer clinical trial, you have to give the drug, of course, assuming that this is a good drug, in the sixth or seventh line setting. But it doesn't make sense that we register all the drugs for the seventh line setting and then we miss the drugs for the first line therapy.
I am curious where eribulin fits in your sequence of therapies, particularly in triple negative disease. Of course, this patient has a BRCA1 mutation, but generally speaking, do you use eribulin and when?
Yeah, we use eribulin. I think it's a drug that is okay. I mean, you can have some anti-tumor response, but certainly is not my first line therapy choice in metastatic breast cancer patients, even more clearly in patients with triple negative breast cancer or with BRCA mutation. I think it's an option that you may consider after progression to capecitabine or perhaps instead of capecitabine, but certainly is not my favorite first line therapy for metastatic disease.